Welcome to Will Talk. This is Will. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. We have a great show in store for you. Will Talk is going to have some real conversations, real discussions, keeping it real. We're going to have some great guests on to collaborate with. We're going to have music, food, drinks. Well, I'm going to have food and drinks. I'm not sure what you guys are going to be doing. We're going to have great topics to discuss, and hopefully it'll be fun. It'll start conversation. It'll bring some awareness to some topics that are near and dear to my heart. And we can have a good time with it. So just diving into it, we got a series we're working on right now is Why Do Men Cheat? And believe it or not, the answer is a lot simpler than you may think. It's an avoided question. A lot of times guys are not being real and honest because of the standard that society has conditioned you to believe that you should not want sex all the time. It's viewed as, oh my God, you shouldn't want sex all the time, but it's sex. So to dive into it and to really understand how it happens, it's really simple. That yes that used to come so easy in that relationship becomes hard. It becomes a hard yes or no. And guys usually want that yes to be a lot easier. They want to not have to work hard for something that's supposed to be enjoyable. And I get it. And I understand that, no, it's not every day that you may feel like having sex. But just like you want me to understand you, you have to understand me. Just like you want things to work in your benefit, in your favor, in return, that happens. You need to do the same. You need to understand the same. You need to be like, okay, well, I get that. You want to have sex with me because we're together and I don't want you to have sex with anybody else. Just like you want me to go to that baby shower or to that concert or to that wine bar or to that family gathering. You want me to do all of those things. You don't want me to be reluctant in doing those things. So why be reluctant in what I want? And I want sex. So man cheat because that yes that he used to get is not a yes anymore. It's a chore. Oh, again, here we go. But what's the alternative? The alternative is, okay, well, then I'm not having sex with you because that's what I'm here for. I'm here. Yes, I enjoy your company. I do. I enjoy your company. I enjoy our conversations because that's what the men say, right? Oh man, it's not just about sex with me, man. I enjoy her company. I enjoy reading books. She's such an intellectual. We do more than just have sex. It's not just sex. No, it's not. But do not minimize the importance of it. Do not make it to where it's not the big piece of the pie for you, because it is. But society has conditioned you to believe that if you want sex, if you say that you want sex all the time, that it's bad. No, Will, you shouldn't say that. You should want me for more than just my body. I can have a great conversation with my closest friends, and I do. But I can't have sex with them because I'm not attracted to men. I don't have sex with men. That's another topic another day, but I don't. So I am with you for those reasons, that companionship. You are my partner. You uplift me. You make me a better Will. I can have sex with you. Let's not downplay that. That is a big reason why we are together. So men cheat because that yes that they used to get, they don't get it anymore. So they go and find that yes that they get a lot easier with less resistance. That one that say, hey, I'll do all the things that she won't do. Oh, don't worry about that. I got you. Because ultimately, that's what we want. We want to be desired. We want to be wanted. I should get that from my lady, not the lady at the cleaners, the compliment on how nice you look or give you that look. Not the lady at the gym that compliments you. The lady in my life should be the one that treats me and makes me feel this way. I should be wanted and desired by her. But when that changes and that conversation is not being had, because that's the problem, fellas, the communication is where the drop off is. There's not a situation where if you were open and honest the entire time and you let her know that, hey, baby, this is important to me. I need this. Be vulnerable in your communication. Be clear in your communication. And don't come off, nagging and angry, which is hard not to, because again, it's something that is instinctive and I want it. Why don't you want it? Why is it something that you're not seeing eye to eye with me on this? But when we first were dating, you knew what it was. You were willing to, because you knew this is something that I have to do. I like him. It's new. I'm into it. But now once the relationship becomes a relationship, now it's the fallback. It's, oh, I'm not into it so much. Oh, I'm tired. All this. But you wasn't tired when you was trying to get me. It's fresh and new and you're doing all of these things and we're having a good time. And now all of a sudden, I'm starting to see a little fallback in the activity. What used to be, let's just say 3-4 times a week, it's dropped to 2 times or even once. And it's like, man, what's going on? Maybe just having a little off time. Okay, well, yeah, we can work through it. But you work through it with communication. And that's by being truly honest and being open and being real. Being real, by being real, by letting your lady know, hey, this is really important to me. Because every time you need for me to answer the call, I'm going to answer the call for you. I'll give you an example. My wife is a thrill-seeking lady. She wants to skydive. She wants to get into a cage and be dropped in the ocean and swim with the sharks. I told my wife, you know what? I don't believe in jumping out of a working plane, but I'll do it because you want to do it. Then she say, oh, you don't have to do it, babe. I'm cool. I get it. It's not your thing. No, 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 no. We're going to experience this together. You want to jump out that plane? You got it. I'm jumping out of a well-working plane that's not crashing with you. You want to get in a boat, go to the middle of the ocean, put on scuba gear, get inside of a cage, be dipped into the ocean. They drop dead fish all around us and have sharks swimming up against and beating up against the cage. Guess who's right there in that cage, probably pissing himself. I'm with you. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for the experience. I'm doing it because I love you. I'm doing it because I want sex. I do. So I'm going to do all of the things that come in a relationship. I'm not going to sit on the sideline. I'm going to get in the game and I'm going to do all of the things that you ask me to do in the relationship because it's a part of the relationship. And in return, I want the things that I'm asking for in a relationship. Be it show interest in the things that I like. And also, let's have sex. Because I'm with you, not only to get into that cage, but also to get into that cage. But yes, that is the biggest reason why men cheat. They want to be desired by the woman that they're with. Now, granted, let me just say this. There are several situations where the woman is doing all the things that the guy's asking. They're having sex at the frequency in which he's asking. She is an acrobat in that bedroom. She is doing all the things that she did to get that guy. And that guy still steps out on her. Well, that's a different dynamic. That's a different situation. That relationship, that guy is not with you to be with you. He didn't want to be. He didn't choose to be with you exclusively, just you. In those circumstances, in those situations, you got guys who, I mean, for a lack of a better word, want to try something new all the time. Want to have their cake and eat it too. This is not about those guys. This is about the good guys who are in relationships, who genuinely chose to be with this person, wants to make it work with this person. And this person, for whatever reason being, they're not on the same page when it comes to sex. They're not on the same page when it comes to desire. They're not on the same page when it comes to communication. They're not communicating effectively. That's what this is about. Now, there's a lot of other variables that take place. There's things that goes on in relationships that would prevent them to being on the same page. There's things that he may not be doing that's preventing her from wanting to have sex with him. But that's what she has to communicate too. Just like he can't come at her angry and nag about sex, she can't come at him angry and nagging about, I need for you to be more involved in the things that I like, whatever that may be. Now, if you know that he's not doing these things, you know that you're not communicating, and you know that y'all not having sex, then you guys are basically playing with fire. And you're basically daring him, and he's daring you to make a decision. So why don't we just sit down, not play with fire, put the matches away, and just communicate. Let's have a hard conversation. Let's be real with each other and communicate. Because that's what it boils down to. Communication. Being honest, being vulnerable. And I know, guys, sometimes you hear the word vulnerable and I want to talk about my feelings. Hey, that moment of awkwardness or you being uncomfortable is better than a lifetime of regret for not doing the right thing. Trust me, you want to have more relief in your life than regret at the end of the day. You want to have that relief of knowing I did the right thing. I had the conversation. So at the end of the day, if she still decides, you know what, I ain't really feeling having sex with you. I don't really want to give you no compliments. You know what? You know you did the right thing. So why men cheat? This series, this conversation, this topic, the easy yes is no longer easy. It's a hard yes. It's reluctant. It's a chore. Oh my God, I don't want to do this. No, you're not initiating it anymore. You're not talking about it. The passes that are being made are not received well when you flirt with each other. It's one-sided. What do you think happens? What do you think will happen if he is not doing the things that you're asking for him to do? Wouldn't you eventually get to a point where there's a wedge that's being placed in between the two of you? Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I mean, there's only so many times you want to go out with your girls when you really want to go out with him. You know what? I just go out with my girls. It's cool. But I really want you to go. Or you're sitting at this wine bar. I really wish you would come with me to these wine bars. You know, we have to sit back, a nice little setting. You know, we can be grown and sexy, date night. Nah, babe, I'm just going, you know, I'm going to chill. Or whatever the excuse he gives. I mean, after so long, you continue to get that hard yes. You would get tired of it. So imagine that times in certain number of importance for the guy. It's the same. And it's always viewed negatively if the guy approaches it. It's like, oh my God, all you want from me is sex. Why do you objectify my body? You're my wife. You're my girl. What are we talking about right now? What are we doing? I honor and respect you, but let's not play any games. You chose to be with me, and you know that a part of being with me is this. You you led me astray by thinking that all of these things we were doing before this relationship became a relationship and it got serious, I was going to continue to get these behaviors. I'm going to still get these treats. I still thought these things were going to happen. Maybe not quite at the frequency, but it shouldn't be just on special occasions. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Okay. Oh, it's his birthday. Okay. Oh, it's been a month. I better do something. No. What do you think going to happen if you continue with that, with lack of communication? You're not communicating. Yes, you may have things going on with your body, with your mind, where you may be, but you have to communicate that effectively. So why guys cheat? That is the reason why. That is one of the reasons why. I honestly feel like with communication, fellas, we can get ahead of it and it won't be something that we ultimately regret because we did not communicate effectively with the person that we're with. And then just keep it real, man. If you don't want to be with the lady, just tell her, hey, I don't want to be with you. Don't sleep around. But that's another topic, another day. Communication, fellas. Let's communicate with our ladies. Let's let them know the importance of the things that are important to us. So they're not blindsided by your actions and by your mood swings. Because you can get moody. Hell, I can tell you now, 4 days pass and hey, I ain't got locked in a cage of ecstasy. I might have a little issue. I may not be the friendly wheel that everybody gets to know and love so much. Like, hey, I mean, what's going on? You know, I see this, you know, attractive woman pass me by every morning. Every day I'm spending time with this attractive woman that I'm in love with. I want to make love to this attractive woman. So, yes, mood swings can happen, fellas. So communication is very important. I take it from someone who had to learn that the hard way. You know, from my own experiences, I'm speaking from, not just from the conversations I've had with friends and with family. These are real life experiences. And through these real life experiences, I have learned that I wasn't always in the right in how I approach stuff. And I had to adjust that. And I had to be real. And I had to be transparent. And I had to be vulnerable. So my advice to you, fellas, is to be open. To be honest, we're going to wrap it up for today. Hopefully, we started some good conversations, some honest and open conversations. Let's continue to keep it real. Thank you, guys, and I will talk to you next week.